The faces of government. The face that is public, and then there's the private face. I'll explain. It is 8:07, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Good morning, it's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And one of your top stories, tracking Francine, thanks to Radiant Credit Union, Tropical Update. And Francine hit the coast yesterday evening, the coast of Louisiana, about 60 miles northwest of New Orleans. And it was Cat 2 when it first hit. It's already down to tropical storm strength. But there is a lot of expected flooding to come from this, and there's massive power outages as we speak. We'll continue to keep you updated on that. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby trashed a group of veterans.
What?
In an email.
Ooh.
That was sent in error.
Oh, no.
To Fox News.
Oh.
And, of course, it happened on the anniversary of September 11th, 2001 terror attacks.
Wow.
As Fox News reported on Wednesday, Kirby responded to an email query from Fox about criticisms by a veterans group about the Biden administration's disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. Now, is that an unreasonable thing for veterans, a veterans group, to be concerned about, you know, what happened? You know, why?
Sure.
How do you want to prevent this in the future? They're looking out for other,
yeah, absolutely,
you know, veterans and those that are serving. Well, he accidentally hit replied all.
Ooh.
When he was reply all.
It'll bite you every time.
It has. Whoa.
Oh, my
almost
goodness.
Fell out of my chair.
Yeah.
Reply all.
Wow.
Quote, obviously no use in responding. A handful of vets indeed, and all of one stripe, Kirby said in a reply-all email chain Wednesday afternoon that appeared to be intended for White House staffers. But the list included Fox News Digital.
I thought Donald Trump was the one that put down veterans and called them names and ignored them.
No, that was debunked.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh. But this is real, right? Because it's...
What's in an email? It's all right there.
Wow.
Fox News Digital had reached out to the White House earlier Wednesday afternoon regarding critical comments from four veterans, including Representative Corey Mills out of here in Florida, who blasted Kirby for his Monday press conference that they said provided cover for the Biden administration's 2021 withdrawal. Kirby's message was sent in error, with him following up with a Fox News Digital reporter. Clearly, I didn't realize you were on the chain.
Clearly.
He was traveling with President Biden at the time on the anniversary of 9/11. On Monday, Kirby pushed back against a House Republican report on the Afghanistan withdrawal by blaming former President Donald Trump for, among other things, negotiating with the Taliban, ignoring the fact that talks with the Taliban actually began under the Obama administration via Gutter in 2013 in Obama's second term in office. And him talking to the Taliban went something like this. Hey, when and if we withdraw from your country, if you harm a single hair on the head of anybody associated with America,
yeah,
service member or otherwise, there's going to be hell to pay.
Right.
Yeah, that's the kind of talk he had, but he wasn't in charge when Biden pushed forward with a not well thought out plan to withdraw. Now, Kirby's retired from the U.S. Navy as a rear admiral. He served as Pentagon spokesman during the Afghanistan pullout, including the murder of 13 U.S. service members in the ISIS-K terror attack at Abbey Gate in August of 2021. But look how he shows his disdain. Obviously, no use in responding. In other words, these veterans or this veteran group with concerns about our service members' lives, there's no use in responding. Well, why? Why wouldn't you respond? They're Americans, and they've served our country bravely, and you're a former military guy. wouldn't there be at least some level of mutual respect? He went on to say, a handful of vets indeed, and all of one stripe. I don't think he means they're all privates. No. I think he means they're all of one political stripe.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow. Isn't it the Democrats and Kamala Harris constantly telling you, yeah, well, first of all, Biden said he was going to be a uniter.
That didn't work out well.
Well, he wasn't.
No, he wasn't.
He was a divider.
Yeah.
Kamala is claiming some of the same things. I want to be president for everyone. But here, Kirby shows what he's all about.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, oh, bunch of stupid conservatives. I mean, writes them off.
Yeah.
Because why even bother with them? In other words, if you can't make any political inroads or help somebody who could be a political ally, why bother responding? Isn't that awful? Isn't that sickening?
And to put it on Trump, and I know we have talked about it before. I dug it up real quick because I wanted to make sure that people understood how strongly Donald Trump was having his discussions with the Taliban. He basically told them that he would kill them if you harm a hair on a single American. The translator looked a little stunned, and Trump goes, just tell him what I said. And then he reached into his pocket, pulled out a satellite photo of the leader of the Taliban's home, handed it to him, got up, and walked out of the room.
There you go.
Now that is a commander-in-chief.
Oh, you mean he would be a little stronger than Kamala? She was a former prosecutor.
Oh, yeah.
She's tough as nails.
Yeah, unless she went and had her nails done. That was totally different.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good
That's
point
totally
there.
Different thing. Yeah.
But, yeah, John Kirby, wow.
Wow.
Trashes veterans.
What a weasel.
Yeah. Oh, hey, we love our veterans as long as they're of the correct political stripe. Isn't that sad?
That is.
Yeah.
Shows who these people really are.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. The attorney representing the 17-year-old charged with attempted murder for the shooting of 49ers first-round draft pick and former Gator, Ricky Purcell. He shot him in the chest during an attempted robbery earlier this month. The attorney for the accused is arguing his client did not try to kill Purcell. It was rather an extended struggle between Mr. Purcell and my client, according to the public defender. They were really fighting back and forth on the sidewalk. As you might imagine, Mr. Purcell gets the best of it. He does kind of, I don't know if you've ever wrestled or not, a nice hip toss and throws my client to the ground and ends up on top of him. I think the video supports that this is an attempted robbery and not an attempted murder. And he also disputed a report that claimed that his client had taken a gun to school. My client did not have a gun at school. It's a false report. Well, what we do know is he had a gun on him, and he shot the heroic football player in the chest. And he has a public defender saying, well, that's not attempted murder. They were wrestling.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe you shouldn't wrestle with a gun in your hand and requesting items from a aforementioned person that you were wrestling with. Just saying.
Tulsi Gabbard compliments Kamala. Kind of.
Really?
Sort of.
Hmm.
Possibly. I'll share that and a whole lot more with you. Coming up on the Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy's here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Happy Thursday.
We're fighting for our survival as a nation.
Weeknights at 6.
We want a healthy, prosperous economy, or do we want an increasingly centralized, ubiquitous, iron-fisted police state?
97.3, The Sky.
Yeah, sometimes he's a bleeding heart lefty, Jon Bon Jovi, but he can also be a hero. And he was. 8:20 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Don't forget, we know you're busy. We'll make it easy. On demand in one place, the Bob Rose Show podcast.
Ooh.
Yep. You get it wherever you normally get your podcast. Just click on subscribe. Jon Bon Jovi was videoing a video to go with his new song. And they didn't close off the area to the public. This was in Nashville on a bridge. Well, while things were kind of going on, there was a little break. And he was walking. He noticed this woman was clearly outside of, you know, the kind of... Well, it's fancy, but it's like a fence.
Yeah,
the railing. She's on the other side. Like, hey, lady, you're on the wrong side. Well, she was attempting or thinking about, very seriously, it would appear, jumping. Yeah. And they caught it on video. They can see Bon Jovi approaching the woman, and he keeps his distance, but yet tries to talk to her a little bit. And a colleague, I guess, of Bon Jovi's, probably helping with the video as well, the two of them ended up talking her off the ledge and into safety. Wow. You know, that's nice. The kind of that's celebrity awesome. Story we like to hear. Not Taylor Swift and Kamala Harris. Yeah. Right. So anyway, good job. And he is known for his philanthropic work. And he is the real deal. We did a couple of charity softball games and raised a decent amount of money back in the day. Well, first when his career first started, and then when he was at the top of the charts. So anyway, yeah, little left of center politically, but other than that, a darn good guy. Tulsi Gabbard. She watched, like everybody else did, the debate. And she said, the kabuki-worthy facial expressions modeled by Kamala Harris during the presidential debate had many viewers kind of perplexed or rolling in the aisles or just not sure what was going on. And Greg and I talked about this off the air, where here's one of the conspiracy theories is she had these brand new pearl earrings that actually you could send audio through it. There, a German company, Nova, has developed it. They look very similar to earrings she normally wears from Tiffany's, right. My understanding. Is that real? Did she have a listening device? Honestly, I don't know. Would we be shocked? Probably not, but we don't know. But here's what we do know. I noticed right away when they did the split screen how Kamala had this certain body language, and she was leaning into the frame as though she had been coached. And she said, when they put you on split screen, and she had no idea, that, or at least that maybe they did tell her, kind of a head and shoulder shot. When you do that, lean in this way, and it will appear on the split screen, basically like you're getting in his face, you're holding your ground, you're taking on the bully and not giving up any ground.
Right.
And so Tulsi Gabbard basically said she must have taken acting lessons with Hollywood advisors before the debate.
Well, these are our actions and movements we've never seen of her before, ever.
Yeah. And Tulsi Gabbard, former Democratic congresswoman, now not a Democrat anymore, she said Kamala's goal, to act her way through this election. That's why she locked herself in a hotel room, taking extreme acting lessons, Gabbard said. She's got Hollywood advisors, stages, the Hollywood lights, in the hopes that her friends in ABC, and she does, by the way, have very high level, very clear, deep connection or connections with ABC, just so you know that. That is absolutely true. And they might be enough to trick the voters to vote for her, but I don't think the American people are going to fall for this, Gabbard said. She recently endorsed Trump and is serving as an advisor to his campaign. During the debate, Kamala tried on a series of exaggerated facial expressions whenever Trump was speaking. Her on-camera mugging provoked widespread ridicule on social media. Yeah. And apparently her honeymoon period and this this kind of bump she got in some of the numbers, some of the polling numbers, appears to be evaporating. Now, these numbers aren't post-debate yet. And I think, honestly, she will get a little nub. She'll get a little nub, and then that will start to go away. And I think that as you get closer and closer, and my gosh, October 21st, or a lot of, I know for our county, Alachua County, for Marion County, early voting starts October 21st. We're September 12th. So what is that, 5 weeks? 5 weeks. 5 weeks, and people are going to begin voting. How could you cast a vote for somebody who hasn't clearly outlined their policies? Who are you voting for? Do you really know? For the people that are intending to vote Democrat, oh, there's some that are going to vote D no matter what. Okay, forget about them. Then there's some that they're going to think they know Kamala, and they're going to vote for her?
Wow.
Do you really know her? Have you done any homework? Now, look, you might be a far-left wacko. And we know there's plenty in Gainesville, and they exist in pockets, you know, like Berkeley and stuff. So you might actually be voting for her knowing exactly who she is. But I think that percentage is far, far removed from what it would take to win. And of course, she knows that. Hence the reason why she has kind of adjusted her policies. And when I say adjust, I mean 180 degrees opposite. And the way in which she's doing it, like, she could maybe explain her change in policy. But when it comes to, like, for instance, the fracking thing, she clearly said it a number of times that she would ban fracking. She said it out loud many times. It's on record. And then she went on the debate and denied that she ever was for banning fracking. Now, that is an obvious lie. Along with a bunch of other ones that she told, both about herself, her policies, and then, of course, also about Trump, she still tried to stick that Project 2025 on him, that anybody who's looked into it, and everybody knows, he has nothing to do with that, and he's not necessarily supporting that at all. But she's trying to tie it to him because the Democrats don't have much. They've got smoke and mirrors, okay? They've got perception versus reality. But they also have 90% of the media, the lefty media, on their side. And that is significant. 8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. The sheriff of Alachua County is going to join us in about 30 minutes or so. Yeah, we look forward to that. 97.3 The Sky.
Here's what's trending on The Sky.
Hunter Biden showed up to federal court.
Changing his plea. Guilty.
The news that's trending.
The Russian government.
We would greatly appreciate it if Mr. Putin would A, stop talking about our election, and B, stop interfering.
The news that's now.
My plan will rapidly defeat inflation.
Part of my plan is we will expand the tax deduction.
Georgia high school shooter was on the FBI watch list.
Now more news.
Updates every half hour.
Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Let's not go back.
We have inflation like very few people have ever seen before.
Every move.
National abortion ban.
It's a lie.
Is on The Sky.
There's no reason to sign a ban.
News Talk 97.3.
The Sky.
Greg, if you were a billionaire,
yeah,
would you be shopping every deal like you do now? Somebody who has to live within a budget?
Probably not, no.
You're going to love this story.
No, no.
I just think it's amusing on many different levels. It is 8:35, by the way. The Bob Rose Show, rolling on. Greg Cassidy here. Coming up at 9:05, we're going to have Sheriff Emery Ganey, Alachua County Sheriff, in to talk to us. We'll ask him how this nearly first year has gone. But back to the story. You're going to love this.
Okay.
So this guy, Leo Kriz, he's rich. He's co-founder of a Brazilian toy and electronics company, Tech Toy. He filed a suit against the guy that sold his house for him, or whatever, the company that was representing the buyer, I guess.
Okay.
And he was mad because he asked personally, is Jeff Bezos the buyer of the house?
Oh.
And the representative said, no, he was not the buyer of the home.
Uh-oh.
Now, we're talking about the hangouts of the rich and famous.
Oh, yeah.
This is
Bazillionaires.
Indian Creek Island. Okay. They call it Billionaire Bunker. Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump, Tom Brady. I don't know if he still has a house, but had one there. They're very, very, very rich.
Okay.
So here's the interesting thing. Well, there's a lot of interesting issues going on here. So the man was asking for, what was it, $85 million for the mansion.
Nice place.
2.8-acre estate, all right? But it's got everything. This is a 7-bedroom, 14-bathroom abode. Hugs the waterfront on Indian Creek. It's got everything. A wine cellar, library, theater, pool. He bought it in 2014 for $28 million.
Okay.
As you know, real estate has gone up big time in value. So he's going to ask more for it. He asked $85 million. A month later, Jeff Bezos apparently bought the property next door. He bought the property next door. Now, Bezos is worth approximately $202 billion. 200 stacks of a billion.
Wow.
Which, you know, a billion is 1,000 millions or whatever. It boggles the mind.
It's a lot.
So I guess he found out that Bezos was going to be his next-door neighbor, owned the property. Now, that was a 3-bedroom, 3-bath. Maybe kind of paltry compared to this guy's crib.
Yeah.
So Bezos paid $68 million for that.
Really?
He probably knows he's got to offer this guy more, but he goes to $79 million. So the asking price was cut by 7.1%. But this guy, Kriz, he's all rubbed the wrong way. Because I guess if he knew it was Bezos and he had bought the property next door, he probably really wants this place. I'm going to get my asking price or maybe more. I guess the point here is, here's Bezos, worth over $200 billion. I mean, he could live 100 lifetimes and never, ever, ever spend that amount of money.
No.
Impossible. But he wants a deal. He wants a good deal. It's like everybody else, right?
Sure, they do. That's fine.
And this guy, who's a billionaire,
yes,
co-founder of a big toy company, he wants to get, you know, he wants to make his money on that home, even though he only paid $28 million for it.
Hey.
But, you know, the market is the market. And
exactly.
And here's how it works is, you know, what is your home worth? Whatever a qualified buyer is willing to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And, but it rubbed him the wrong way that he didn't make as much as he could have off Jeff Bezos, of all people, like got one over on him.
Because the agent apparently lied. And he's not happy now, I guess.
Now, look. When Walt Disney was trying to buy up land in Central Florida, if people knew, and some did, but, you know, it was just kind of a rumor. If he was buying up all this property to put an amusement park in and people knew, well, they already knew what Disneyland was, most people.
Sure.
They're going to get top dollar. So he had to have all these little shell companies running around, buying up these little properties, trying to do it as quietly as he could.
Right.
Otherwise, if the cat was out of the bag,
the price
it would have made
very,
very expensive, much more expensive proposition than it would have been otherwise. So That's probably one of the things. Bezos, anywhere Bezos goes, if his name's attached, it's like, oh, really? Mm-hmm. Well, he's not going to miss another whatever. Insert the figure.
Wow.
I mean, he's a guy that really wouldn't know unless he looked at a spreadsheet if he lost $150 billion.
Right.
Because he'd still have $50
billion. You'd get by.
It's just crazy.
Yeah.
So I just thought that was funny.
That is.
And so this guy, he's so mad, you know, he's filing a lawsuit. Now, realtors say it's common for wealthy buyers to shield their identity through the process due to concerns that the seller could inflate the asking price if they knew the name of the person with whom they were dealing. Had Chris known that Bezos was the buyer and that he intended to purchase the property next door, in fact, one he already owns, he would not have agreed to cut the listing price, according to the lawsuit. He alleged in court filing that it was highly material to his negotiations and his decision on the ultimate sales price to know whether Bezos was attempting to anonymously acquire the home in order to assemble it with the adjoining property. So the guy had a feeling that's what was going on. He was right about it. He was lied to by the agent that was representing Bezos, because Bezos probably said, do not let them know. And so this guy that's being sued, Douglas Elliman, declined to comment. An attorney for Chris, Dana Clayton, Miami law firm Ackerman, told the journal, Douglas Elliman failed to fulfill their duties to our client. They knew or should have known who the ultimate beneficial purchaser was and misrepresented that very important fact to our client. The complaint alleges that the realtor who handled the sale, Celine Klepak, is the daughter of Benny Klepak, the mayor of Indian Creek. Parker said to have told Chris that he was led to believe that the property was being sought for that family.
Okay.
For that family.
Right.
Anyway, I guess Bezos has the properties. But this guy is mad. I mean, does he have something there? Do you have to tell, the seller who's buying their property? I don't think there's a law about that, right? I mean, if you're the seller, you're the one that has to give out all the information about, your property and whatever history you know of it.
But I could see, and again, it's going to vary, I'm sure, location to location. I'm sure in even if it weren't at this level, sometimes you might have people you would not want to sell your property to. I mean, so do you have the right to know who's going to get it?
But he even admits that's not the case.
Right.
It's not like, oh, I don't want to send it to that, lefty wacko Bezos.
Right.
No how.
Yeah.
That would be one thing, I think. But then again, I don't, because now you're, I mean, you can't. Yeah, what you can't say, well, I'm not going to sell it to a black family.
No, you can't.
Remember
do that
those
either.
Days?
Oh yeah.
But
you're right. It is ironic that no matter what you're worth, A, you still want a good deal, and B, you still want as much as you can get.
And if you're in the market for a house that's in this $60 to $80 million range,
there's always so many people that are out there.
Exactly, and you either qualify or you don't.
Yeah, they're not going to go, we need a little more documentation.
We missed it by that much. Is something that multimillionaires rarely say. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Jeff, you're on the air.
This is ridiculous. The realtor knows who it is. Why wouldn't he? I mean, Bezos has $200 billion. What the realtor could do a side deal, like, hey, Bezos, slide me $1 million if I knock off $7 million. I mean, it's probably not supposed to happen, but I mean, come on, get the full amount. It's Bezos. It's ridiculous. The guy should win the suit hands down.
Really?
Interesting. Yeah, and what doesn't happen to these guys, I'll never forget. I guess it was probably the second house I'd ever bought. Literally, the morning of closing, I've got, the folks calling going, yeah, there's a couple of more documents we need. I'm like, I'm closing in an hour and a half.
Right.
And you still think you need more information? Come on.
Yeah.
Obviously, it was not an $85 million house.
It just goes to show you, you could have billions of dollars in the bank,
yep,
and you still want a deal.
Yes.
But no, the real estate agent representing the seller may have no idea who the buyer is. A lot of those are handled through a realtor, a proxy, and
sure,
says the buyer doesn't want the name of the company and or entity that is making the purchase.
Right.
Happens all the time.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Interesting, though.
8:45. Happy Thursday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. And joining us in just a few minutes is going to be Alachua County Sheriff Emery Ganey, right here on 97.3 The Sky. Happy, happy Thursday. Come on, it's getting better. It's 8:51 right now. The Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy here, and coming up, Alachua County Sheriff Emery Ganey in just a few minutes. And he'll be celebrating 1 year here coming up in early October. We'll ask him about that in the previous year, and got some interesting kind of late-breaking news to share as well. All right, so stick around for that. Radiant Credit Union, Tropical Look at the Francine storm. Yep, Francine's now a storm, made landfall yesterday, 60 miles southwest of New Orleans. Category 2 hurricane, weakened to 1, now a tropical storm. It's going to affect everything in Louisiana, pretty much, and Mississippi. And so you've got some shelter-in-place warnings that were in effect for New Orleans. I am not sure for how long that will remain in effect, but they're definitely looking for some flooding, and actually some of it could be very extensive. And also the production of oil and gas, that's been shut down in the region. And that area that they shut down is responsible for about 15% of all of domestic oil production.
That's always tough anytime you get hit anywhere near that part of the Gulf, whether it's on the Louisiana side, you've got Houston and the whole Gulf, you know, the oil industry there. That's just always a tough area when they have to start shutting things down.
Yeah, it could be a worse place for a hurricane to hit.
No, it couldn't really.
And apparently, Louisiana has witnessed some of the strongest hurricanes in U.S. history. Among 57 documented storms was Hurricane Katrina. And that killed more than 1,390 people, as you probably remember, back in 2005. Levee failures left 80% of the city underwater. They've made many changes since then. Much more prepared for that, as they probably should have been all along. But
yeah, but and you stop and think. I mean, admittedly, these are old towns and cities, but you're building them and continuing to grow and grow and grow them below sea level. I mean, you're not going to get away from it.
And massive power outages are part of this whole thing.
Yeah.
But power companies from all over, including even GRU, are either headed there or will be arriving shortly to help the many tens of thousands that are without power, both in Mississippi and in Louisiana. This guy always bugged me. I don't know why, he just did. I'm talking about Gerald Nadler.
Oh, yeah.
The Democrat congressman.
Yes.
I just never liked him.
Right.
His attitude, he just... Well, I don't know how he keeps getting...
Oh, I don't know.
Reelected.
I don't know.
So apparently there was a committee where some folks were kind of testifying, if you will, about suffering at the hands of violent illegal immigrants.
Okay.
And one of the people at the hearing was the mother of a murdered Texas 12-year-old girl, Jocelyn Nungari. So they're there talking to lawmakers about they're the victims of these crimes. And I know at times some of the back and forth got kind of testy between Democrats and these victims. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But even though it got a little testy, it still wasn't enough action, if you will, to keep old Jerry Nadler awake.
Oh, no.
Awake. He was mocked and criticized, as he should be, after he appeared to shut his eyes and rested his head during an emotional House Judiciary Committee hearing on the border crisis. Lawmakers from the hearing, like I said, heard from family members of victims who had suffered at the hands of these violent illegal immigrants. Two Republicans on the committee blasted Nadler. And he, of course, claimed he two Republicans blasted Nadler, claiming he wasn't taking the testimony seriously.
Okay.
Well, if you fall asleep while people are talking about the most tragic event that anybody could ever dream of, not just losing a child, but in the horrendous, horrific way in which it was lost in a crime that could have been prevented if Nadler and his party actually secured the border like President Trump had done previously. So, yes, these people were upset, and you at the very least owe them the respect to listen. From frustrated families in the audience hearing, listening to witnesses who lost loved ones to violent illegal aliens, hardly any Democrats present. And those who are...
Wow.
And he showed a picture of Nadler. That was Representative Chip Roy, the Republican out of Texas.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. He said, yeah, hardly any Dems present, and the ones that are...
And he's such a slob on top of everything else.
These people lost loved ones because of your purposeful policies, not accidental. The crisis was created by Biden and the Democrats. And everybody should know that. And if you expect different out of Kamala, you are your own brand of kooky, silly, or stoopy. The sheriff's in the house next. Emery Gainey, 97.3, The Sky.
We're fighting for our survival as a nation.
Weeknights at 6.
Do we want a healthy, prosperous economy, or do we want an increasingly centralized, ubiquitous, iron-fisted police state?
97.3, The Sky.
And sometimes he's a bleeding hard lefty, John Bon Jovi, but he can also be a hero. And he was. 8:20 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Don't forget. We know you're busy. We'll make it easy. On demand in one place. The Bob Rose Show podcast.
Ooh.
Yep. You get it wherever you normally get your podcast. Just click on subscribe. John Bon Jovi was videoing a video to go with his new song. And they didn't close off the area to the public. This was in Nashville on a bridge. Well, while things were kind of going on, there was a little break. And he was walking, he noticed this woman was clearly outside of, you know, the kind of, well, it's fancy, but it's
railing,
like a fence.
Yeah.
Yeah, the railing. She's on the other side. Like, hey, lady, you're on the wrong side. Well, she was attempting or thinking about, very seriously, it would appear, jumping. Yeah. And they caught it on video. They can see Bon Jovi approaching the woman, and he keeps his distance, but yet tries to talk to her a little bit. And a colleague, I guess, of Bon Jovi's, probably helping with the video as well, the two of them ended up talking her off the ledge and into safety. Wow. You know, that's
nice.
The kind of
that's
celebrity
awesome.
Story we like to hear. Not Taylor Swift and Kamala Harris. Yeah. Right. So anyway, good job. And he is known for his philanthropic work. And he is the real deal. We did a couple of charity softball games and raised a decent amount of money back in the day. First when his career first started and then when he was at the top of the charts. So anyway, yeah, a little left of center politically, but other than that, Darn good guy. Tulsi Gabbard. She watched, like everybody else did, the debate. And she said, the kabuki-worthy facial expressions modeled by Kamala Harris during the presidential debate had many viewers kind of perplexed or rolling in the aisles or just not sure what was going on. And Greg and I talked about this off the air, where here's one of the conspiracy theories is she had these brand new pearl earrings that actually you could send audio through it. There, a German company, Nova, has developed it. They look very similar to earrings she normally wears from Tiffany's, right. My understanding. Is that real? Did she have a listening device? I honestly don't know. Would we be shocked? Probably not, but we don't know. But here's what we do know. I noticed right away when they did the split screen how Kamala had this certain body language and she was leaning into the frame as though she had been coached. And she said, when they put you on split screen, and she had no idea that, or at least that maybe they did tell her, kind of a head and shoulder shot. When you do that, lean in this way, and it will appear on the split screen basically like you're getting in his face, you're holding your ground, you're taking on the bully and not giving up any ground.
Right.
And so Tulsi Gabbard basically said she must have taken acting lessons with Hollywood advisors before the debate.
Well, these are our actions and movements we've never seen of her before, ever.
Yeah. And Tulsi Gabbard, former Democratic Congresswoman, now not a Democrat anymore, she said Kamala's goal, to act her way through this election. That's why she locked herself in a hotel room, taking extreme acting lessons, Gabbard said. She's got Hollywood advisors, stages, the Hollywood lights, in the hopes that her friends in ABC, and she does, by the way, have very high level, very clear, deep connection or connections with ABC, just so you know that. That is absolutely true. And they might be enough to trick the voters to vote for her, but I don't think the American people are going to fall for this, Gabbard said. She recently endorsed Trump and is serving as an advisor to his campaign. During the debate, Kamala tried on a series of exaggerated facial expressions whenever Trump was speaking. Her on-camera mugging provoked widespread ridicule on social media. Yeah. And apparently her honeymoon period and this this kind of bump she got in some of the numbers, some of the polling numbers, appears to be evaporating. Now, these numbers aren't post-debate yet. And I think, honestly, she will get a little nub. She'll get a little nub. And then that will start to go away. And I think that as you get closer and closer, and my gosh, October 21st, or a lot of, I know for our county, Alachua County, for Marion County, early voting starts October 21st. We're September 12th. So what is that, 5 weeks? 5 weeks.
That's crazy.
5 weeks, and people are going to begin voting. How could you cast a vote for somebody who hasn't clearly outlined their policies? Who are you voting for? Do you really know? For the people that are intending to vote Democrat, oh, there's some that are going to vote D no matter what. Okay, forget about them. Then there's some that they're going to think they know Kamala, and they're going to vote for her?
Wow.
Do you really know her? Have you done any homework? Now, look, you might be a far-left wacko. And we know there's plenty in Gainesville, and they exist in pockets, you know, like Berkeley and stuff. So you might actually be voting for her knowing exactly who she is. But I think that percentage is far, far removed from what it would take to win. And, of course, she knows that. Hence the reason why she has kind of adjusted her policies. And when I say adjust, I mean 180 degrees opposite. And the way in which she's doing it, like, she could maybe explain her change in policy. But when it comes to, like, for instance, the fracking thing, she clearly said it a number of times that she would ban fracking. She said it out loud many times. It's on record. And then she went on the debate and denied that she ever was for banning fracking. Now, That is an obvious lie, along with a bunch of other ones that she told, both about herself, her policies, and then, of course, also about Trump. She still tried to stick that Project 2025 on him, that anybody who's looked into it, and everybody knows, he has nothing to do with that, and he's not necessarily supporting that at all. But she's trying to tie it to him because the Democrats don't have much. They've got smoke and mirrors, okay? They've got perception versus reality. But they also have 90% of the media, the lefty media, on their side, and that is significant. 828 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. The sheriff of Alachua County is going to join us in about 30 minutes or so. Yeah, we look forward to that. 97.3 The Sky.
Here's what's trending on The Sky.
Hunter Biden showed up to federal court.
Changing his plea. Guilty.
The news that's trending.
The Russian government.
We would greatly appreciate it if Mr. Putin would A, stop talking about our election, and B, stop interfering.
The news that's now.
My plan will rapidly defeat inflation.
Part of my plan is we will expand the tax deduction.
The news station.
Georgia high school shooter was on the FBI watch list.
Now more news.
Updates every half hour.
Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Let's not go back.
We have inflation like very few people have ever seen before.
Every move.
National abortion ban.
It's a lie.
Is on The Sky.
There's no reason to sign a ban.
News Talk 97.3.
The Sky.
Greg, if you were a billionaire,
yeah,
would you be shopping every deal like you do now? Somebody who has to live within a budget?
Probably not, no.
You're going to love this story.
No.
I just think it's amusing on many different levels. It is 8:35, by the way. The Bob Rose Show rolling on. Greg Cassidy here. Coming up at 9:05, we're going to have Sheriff Emory Ganey, Alachua County Sheriff, in to talk to us. We'll ask him how this nearly first year has gone. But back to the story. You're going to love this.
Okay.
So this guy, Leo Kriz. He's rich. He's co-founder of a Brazilian toy and electronics company, TechToy. He filed a suit against the guy that sold his house for him, or whatever, the company that was representing the buyer, I guess.
Okay.
And he was mad because he asked personally, is Jeff Bezos the buyer of the house?
Oh.
And the representative said, no, he was not the buyer of the home.
Uh-oh.
Now, we're talking about the hangouts of the rich and famous.
Oh, yeah.
This is
Indian
Creek Island. Okay. They call it Billionaire Bunker. Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump, Tom Brady. I don't know if he still has a house, but had one there. They're very, very, very rich.
Okay.
So here's the interesting thing. Well, there's a lot of interesting issues going on here. So the man was asking for, what was it, $85 million for the mansion.
Nice place.
2.8-acre estate, all right? But it's got everything. This is a 7-bedroom, 14-bathroom abode, hugs the waterfront on Indian Creek. It's got everything, a wine cellar, library, theater, pool. He bought it in 2014. For $28 million.
Okay.
As you know, real estate has gone up big time in value. So he's going to ask more for it. He asked $85 million. A month later, Jeff Bezos apparently bought the property next door. He bought the property next door. Now, Bezos is worth approximately $202 billion. 200 stacks of a billion.
Wow.
Which, you know, a billion is 1,000s, millions or whatever. It boggles the mind.
It's a lot,
So, I guess he found out that Bezos was going to be his next-door neighbor, owned the property. Now, that was a 3-bedroom, 3-bath. Maybe kind of paltry compared to this guy's crib.
Yeah.
So, Bezos paid $68 million for that.
Really?
He probably knows he's got to offer this guy more, but he goes to $79 million. So the asking price was cut by 7.1%. But this guy, Chris, he's all rubbed the wrong way. Because I guess if he knew it was Bezos and he had bought the property next door, he probably really wants this place. I'm going to get my asking price or maybe more. I guess the point here is, here's Bezos, worth over $200 billion. I mean, there's no, he could live 100 lifetimes and never, ever, ever spend that amount of money. No. Impossible. But he wants a deal. He wants a good deal. It's like everybody else, right?
Sure, they do. That's fine.
And this guy, who's a billionaire,
yes,
co-founder of a big toy company, he wants to get, you know, he wants to make his money on that home, even though he only paid $28 million for it.
Hey.
But, you know, the market is the market. And
exactly.
Here's how it works is, you know, what is your home worth? Whatever a qualified buyer is willing to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And, but he, it rubbed him the wrong way that he didn't make as much as he could have off.
Oh,
Jeff Bezos, right, of all people, like got one over on him.
Because the agent apparently lied. And he's not happy now, I guess.
Now look. When Walt Disney was trying to buy up land in Central Florida, if people knew, and some did, but you know, it was just kind of a rumor. If he was buying up all this property to put an amusement park in and people knew, well, they already knew what Disneyland was, most people.
Sure.
They're going to get top dollar. So he had to have all these little shell companies running around, buying up these little properties, trying to do it as quietly as he could.
Right.
Otherwise, if the cat was out of the bag,
the price
it
would have
made
go.
The very, very expensive, much more expensive proposition than it would have been otherwise. So that's probably one of the things. Bezos, anywhere Bezos goes, if his name's attached, it's like, oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's not going to miss another whatever. Insert the figure.
Wow.
I mean, he's a guy that really wouldn't know unless he looked at a spreadsheet if he lost $150 billion.
Right. Because
he'd still have $50
billion. You'd get by.
It's just crazy.
Yeah.
So I just thought that was funny.
That is.
And so this guy, he's so mad, you know, he's filing a lawsuit. Now, realtors say it's common for wealthy buyers to shield their identity through the process due to concerns that the seller could inflate the asking price if they knew the name of the person with whom they were dealing. Had Chris known that Bezos was the buyer and that he intended to purchase the property next door, in fact, one he already owns, he would not have agreed to cut the listing price, according to the lawsuit. He alleged in court filing that it was highly material to his negotiations and his decision on the ultimate sales price to know whether Bezos was attempting to anonymously acquire the home in order to assemble it with the adjoining property. So the guy had a feeling that's what was going on. He was right about it. He was lied to by the agent that was representing Bezos, because Bezos probably said, do not let them know. And so this guy that's being sued, Douglas Elliman, declined to comment. An attorney for Chris, Dana Clayton, Miami law firm Ackerman, told the journal, Douglas Elliman failed to fulfill their duties to our client. They knew or should have known who the ultimate beneficial purchaser was and misrepresented that very important fact to our client.
Hmm.
The complaint alleges that the realtor who handled the sale, Celine Klepak, is the daughter of Benny Klepak, the mayor of Indian Creek. Parker said to have told Chris that he was led to believe that the property was being sought for that family.
Okay.
For that family.
Right.
Anyway, I guess he's got, Bezos has the properties, but this guy is mad. I mean, does he have something there? Do you have to tell, you know, the seller who's buying their property? I don't think there's a law about that, right? I mean, if you're the seller, you're the one that has to give out all the information about, you know, your property and whatever history you know of it.
But right? I could see, and again, it's going to vary, I'm sure, location to location. I'm sure, even if it weren't at this level, sometimes you might have people you would not want to sell your property to? I mean, so do you have the right to know who's going to get it?
But he even admits that's not the case.
Right.
It's not like, oh, I don't want to send it to that, you know, lefty wacko Bezos.
Right.
No way, no how.
Yeah.
That would be one thing, mm-hmm. I think. But then again, I don't, because now you're...
Yeah.
I mean, you can't say, well, I'm not going to sell it to a black family.
No, you can't.
Remember those days?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
But you're right. It is ironic that no matter what you're worth, A, you still want a good deal, and B, you still want as much as you can get.
And if you're in the market for a house that's in this $60 to $80 million range.
There's always so many people that are out there.
Exactly. And you either qualify or you don't.
Yeah, they're not going to go, we need a little more documentation.
We missed it by that much. Yeah. Is something that multimillionaires rarely say. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Jeff, you're on the air.
This is ridiculous. The realtor knows who it is. Why wouldn't he? I mean, Bezos has $200 billion. What? The realtor could do a side deal like, hey, Bezos, slide me $1 million if I knock off $7 million. I mean, it's probably not supposed to happen, but, I mean, come on, get the full amount. It's Bezos. It's ridiculous. The guy should win the suit hands down.
Really?
Interesting. Yeah, and what doesn't happen to these guys, I'll never forget. I guess it was probably the second house I'd ever bought. Literally, the morning of closing, I've got, you know, the folks calling going, yeah, there's a couple of more documents we need. I'm like, I'm closing in an hour and a half.
Right.
And you still think you need more information? Come on.
Yeah.
Obviously, it was not an $85 million house.
It just goes to show you could have billions of dollars in the bank,
yep,
and you still want a deal.
Yes.
But the real estate agent representing the seller may have no idea who the buyer is. A lot of those are handled through a realtor, a proxy, and says the buyer doesn't want the name of the company and or entity that is making the purchase.
Right.
Happens all the time.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Interesting, though.
8:45. Happy Thursday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. And joining us in just a few minutes is going to be Alachua County Sheriff Emery Ganey, right here on 97.3 The Sky. Happy, happy Thursday. Come on, it's getting better. It's 8:51 right now. The Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy here. And coming up, Alachua County Sheriff Emery Ganey in just a few minutes. And he'll be celebrating 1 year here coming up in early October. We'll ask him about that in the previous year. And got some interesting kind of late-breaking news to share as well. All right? So stick around. Stick around for that. Radiant Credit Union. Tropical look at the Francine storm. Yep. Francine's now a storm. Made landfall yesterday. 60 miles southwest of New Orleans. Category 2 hurricane weakened to 1. Now a tropical storm. It's going to affect everything in Louisiana pretty much and Mississippi. And so you've got some shelter in place warnings that were in effect for New Orleans. I am not sure for how long that will remain in effect, but they're definitely looking for some flooding. And actually, some of it could be very extensive. And also, the production of oil and gas, that's been shut down in the region. And that area that they shut down is responsible for about 15% of all of domestic oil production.
That's always tough anytime you get hit anywhere near that part of the Gulf, whether it's on the Louisiana side, you've got Houston and the whole Gulf, you know, the oil industry there. That's just always a tough area when they have to start shutting things down.
Yeah, and it couldn't be a worse place for a hurricane to hit.
No, it couldn't really.
And apparently, Louisiana has witnessed some of the strongest hurricanes in U.S. history. Among 57 documented storms was Hurricane Katrina. And that killed more than 1,390 people, as you probably remember, back in 2005. Levee failures left 80% of the city underwater. They've made many changes since then. Much more prepared for that, as they probably should have been all along. But
yeah, but you stop and think. I mean, admittedly, these are old towns and cities, but you're building them and continuing to grow and grow and grow them below sea level. I mean, you're not going to get away from it.
And massive power outages are part of this whole thing.
Yeah.
But power companies from all over, including even GRU, are either headed there or will be arriving shortly to help the many tens of thousands that are without power, both in Mississippi and in Louisiana. This guy always bugged me. I don't know why he just did. I'm talking about Gerald Nadler.
Oh, yeah.
The Democrat congressman.
Yes.
I just never liked him.
Right.
His attitude. He just. Well, I don't know how he keeps getting.
Oh, I don't know.
Reelected.
I don't know.
So apparently there was a committee where some folks were kind of testifying, if you will, about suffering at the hands of violent illegal immigrants.
Okay.
And one of the people at the hearing was the mother of a murdered Texas 12-year-old girl, Jocelyn Nungari. So they're there talking to lawmakers about they're the victims of these crimes. And I know at times some of the back and forth got kind of testy between Democrats and these victims. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But even though it got a little testy, it still wasn't enough action, if you will, to keep old Jerry Nadler awake.
Oh, no.
Awake. He was mocked and criticized, as he should be, after he appeared to shut his eyes and rested his head during an emotional House Judiciary Committee hearing on the border crisis. Lawmakers from the hearing, like I said, heard from family members of victims who had suffered at the hands of these violent illegal immigrants. Two Republicans on the committee blasted Nadler. And he, of course, claimed he two Republicans blasted Nadler, claiming he wasn't taking the testimony seriously.
Okay.
Well, if you fall asleep while people are talking about the most tragic event that anybody could ever dream of, not just losing a child, but in the horrendous, horrific way in which it was lost in a crime that could have been prevented if Nadler and his party actually secured the border like President Trump had done previously. So, yes, these people were upset. And you, at the very least, owe them the respect to listen. From frustrated families in the audience hearing, listening to witnesses who lost loved ones to violent illegal aliens, hardly any Democrats present. And those who are.
Wow.
And he showed a picture of Nadler. That was Representative Chip Roy, the Republican out of Texas.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. He said, yeah, hardly any Dems present, and the ones that are.
And he's such a slob on top of everything else.
These people lost loved ones because of your purposeful policies, not accidental. The crisis was created by Biden and the Democrats. And everybody should know that. And if you expect different out of Kamala, you are your own brand of kooky, silly, or stoopy. The sheriff's in the house next. Emery Ganey, 97.3, The Sky.